It's 3:30. It's Friday. It's Phoenix FM. Okay, you want to play rough? Say hello to my little friend.
I like the fact that you're going through these speeches just to try and test me. I mean, come on. I think we all know where that's from, don't we? Do we all know where that's from? I don't know. I mean, I'm asking you. I know where it's from.
1983?
Yes, yes, yes.
Scarface.
Scarface with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes, very early. When was Grease 2? That was later on, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a few years later.
So it must be one of her very early ones then.
Yes. Yeah, she hadn't done much else.
Okay.
That's wrong.
You're listening to the history of Michelle Pfeiffer on Phoenix FM.
Grease 2 was before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I thought it was about 3 or 4 years after.
Yeah, they didn't want to employ her because they said, we can't employ anybody from that pink monstrosity. Which is a bit harsh, but that's an actual quote.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind Grease 2. It's okay. I mean, it's not the first, but...
I think it might be one of those films that people saw it and thought, after the original, what? And then it spent a couple of years in purgatory, and then it kind of went full circle.
Yes.
And people are going, you know what? It's a bit of a classic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's almost turned into this cult classic that's sort of broken free a little bit. I mean, they're not doing sing-alongs at any point soon, but at the same time, I think... there's certainly a lot going for it.
Yeah.
It just, as you said, it wasn't the first.
Who was the male lead in that?
Well, this is the thing. I'm trying to rack my brain now thinking about it. I can't even think. I do you know, part of me thinks that, did he even do anything else now? I can't remember. Obviously, we all know Michelle Pfeiffer, and obviously, What's-Her-Name was in it as well. It came from the first. Your face says to me that, no, you've no idea who this is.
Maxwell Caulfield as Michael Carrington, Sandy's cousin. Okay. Oh, that's the tenuous link from the first one, then.
Okay, yeah, there you go. You say, I think that was part of the problem, maybe, was the fact that there was this very vague link to the first one, and everybody just kind of went, can we just have a new film? That would be better, surely? Yeah.
Well, it seems to me like you know a little bit about films, but we can't just have anyone coming in off the street talking about films and telling people what to see and what not to see. So we have to... put you in the 60-second cinema seat.
Okay.
With a drinks holder, but without popcorn.
Yes, please. Thank you very much.
We have three categories, A, B, and C. One is a really bad selection of 10 films. The other is some all right films. And the third category are some absolute corkers. Includes a couple of Al Pacino films. We shuffle the categories each week. You get to pick A, B, C, and then you pick a number from 1 to 10. So, a letter, por favor.
A.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I said we've got a really bad Bruce Willis film in one category.
Yes.
Well, this is actually knocking on the door of that, but let's get the numbers first.
Uh-oh.
So there are 10 films in this category, and you can have any number between 1 and 10.
I'm going to go with 2.
There's a Bruce Willis film in every category, by the way, and there's an Al Pacino film in 2 categories. Okay.
I feel like you're some sort of Bruce Willis Uber fan or something.
Well, I started with the obvious films and I shuffle them around and occasionally Al Pacino and Bruce Willis kind
cross
of...
Cross paths.
Yeah.
Right, what have I got? Oh, God.
You've got the mid-90s epic Fifth Element.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually really like this because it's a slightly different sci-fi take, basically, because it's almost like a film noir meets modern day take on it. You know, I mean, the madcap action in it as well, equally with the madcap people in it as well. You know, Chris Tucker is completely bonkers in it. So's Gary Oldman with that strange gun. I think everybody kind of remembers the woman who sings the opera with warbling and whatever else. And obviously, most famously, which has now become a huge cosplay thing, is what's her name's outfit? Mila Jovovich? No.
Yes.
Yes, Mila Jovovich's outfit is now one of the biggest cosplay outfits you can get.
And there's not a lot of it, really.
No, not really. That's the thing. And also, obviously, her hair as well.
Oh, which, it's a bit orange.
It's orange, which I think they stole from a German film called Run Lola Run, personally.
And it was Luc Besson, wasn't it?
Luc Besson, it was indeed, yes. He's made some good films. He's made some bad films as well. I like Fifth Element. In a sort of campy kitsch way.
Gary Oldman's hilarious in it.
Gary Oldman's brilliant. In the same sort of vein as Leon, but not as scary, just as mad.
Can you explain to me, when he's on the phone to the big alien leader, why the camera is kind of just skimming the top of his forehead and what looks like blood is trickling down his... As the irate alien gets more and more irate with Gary Oldman?
Well, I personally think it's him getting stressed out and it coming out of maybe he's had like hair plugs in it or something like that. And he's so stressed, but he's showing it internally that his hair plugs are popping out. But I mean, I could be completely wrong.
The camera kind of cuts off right at the top of his forehead.
Yeah, so you don't see the bit. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But I always kind of thought it was him getting stressed and you don't see it. The only way he manifests that is by blood coming out. Rather than it coming out of his ears, it comes out of his head or something. Because he's got that weird kind of glass half hat type thing.
Lampshade or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's so difficult to describe. If somebody's never seen the film, you're like, I don't even know where to begin with The Fifth Element. But
it's like one of those things dogs wear when they've been to the vets.
Yes, like a cone of shame, sort of. Yes, that's very true, actually. Yeah, no, I like The Fifth Element, actually. I've got no problem with it.
Multipass.